Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. Your sports bros here.
Sada.
Your sportsman. I'm Rob. I think that's my name.
Yeah, I think so.
Big Sooks right over there.
What's up, dude?
Schultzy is here. I have just turned on the Auburn-Oregon basketball game,
okay,
which is airing over on 1080, should anyone care. And I want to challenge that there are fewer people at that game than at the Portland State-Montana game.
No. Ooh. Well, oh my God.
And I looked up the attendance for the Portland State-Montana game.
Yeah.
I'm talking football.
What did they? Now, I will say it was a late-arriving crowd, but it... A lot of Montana fans filled in, like a lot of Montana fans.
Yeah, they travel well, right?
Yeah, there was a good
the grizz.
There was a good hunk.
Yeah, they said 9,000.
That's a lie, but
for Portland State,
no, but you know,
Montana.
It was senior. I felt bad because it was senior night, and you know they were calling the people out to like you know there was like six seniors.
Dude, give them the flowers.
It was like nine. I was a lie. Like clapping. I was like, oh my God,
that's the family.
I felt bad. There is you are right.
There's no one there. And they're playing in Vegas, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not a home game.
I was like, how is there no one there for a top 20 matchup?
Well, it's Thanksgiving week. Oh, we got all the tournaments.
Yeah.
So a lot of teams are in Vegas right now, including the Ducks. They're at what I believe is Michelob Ultra Arena.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Biddle hair has not
changed.
In fact, it may have gotten a little worse.
Well, he is a year older.
That top view is it's a bit rough.
Got my Michelob Ultra joints.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well,
exciting Vegas tournament at the Michelob Ultra.
Ducks out to a commanding 2-0 lead.
Let's go.
2-2, sorry. All right. Well, that game's over on 1080. We're going to hang out here on 105.1. I got some other newsy items to get to here, and then we'll get back to football. We did have Chance Billups in court today.
Yeah.
Of course, doing the perp walk, you know, where the cameras film him in his suit walking into the courtroom.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like outside of the courthouse. He's got his family there, and, you know, it's a very important thing to just, I don't know, watch him walk. I don't know why we do this, but we do. And he didn't answer any questions or anything, but he pled not guilty.
Yeah. He got hit with a $5 million bond on that. Like,
yeah.
That seemed a bit excessive. $5 million?
Well, you only have to hit 10% of it, right?
Yeah, 10%.
Yeah.
That's
for a rich guy?
He can pay the full thing. Yeah. I think the whole 10% thing comes in when you, like, you get a bail bondsman involved at that point. The court themselves will not take 10%. So you got to do a little work.
Oh, you got to actually negotiate that?
Yeah, yeah. So, like,
I wouldn't know.
As a good, yeah, I don't think any three of us have ever been arrested by
the
FBI.
Oh, no, I've been arrested.
By the FBI.
Oh.
Like, federally.
Yeah,
no,
not the FBI.
No. So
more of a patrolman sort of situation there.
Some more rich people like that, they'll obviously be able to pay for that.
I was like, woo, $5 million.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, he's facing a couple counts, 20 years. I fully expect a plea bargain on this, but.
Well, yeah, because aren't they saying, like, he may be able to.
Dude,
throw some people under the bus and save his own ass.
Well, you're telling me that you're facing multiple counts of 20 years in prison, and they appear to have some serious stuff on you, and you're just going to roll the dice? I'll tell you what, instead of rolling the dice, I'd be rolling over on some folks. I'd be doing the Gilbert Arenas. He's dancing down courthouse steps talking about he's having snitch for lunch. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this first paragraph, I don't know. The way they worded this is interesting. It says, Portland Trailblazers, this is from ESPN, Portland Trailblazers coach and Basketball Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups pleaded not guilty on Monday to charges he profited from rigged poker games involving several mafia figures and at least one other former NBA player.
Yeah, profited. So is he saying that he rigged the games, but he did? Hey, I was just involved in rigging them. I didn't profit.
Right? That's exactly what caught...
Seems like a weird...
That's exactly what caught my attention is that why would they... He's been charged... I guess, is that it? All he has to do is show that he didn't profit from the rigged poker games, and then he's...
I have no idea, man.
I mean, wire fraud involves money transfers, and if you're involved in those, I'm not sure they have to be to you or from you, but I just don't know that, me on that.
I just know when old Captain No Blink shows up at your doorstep at like 5 in the morning and arrests you, I don't want that on my doorstep. That's some scary stuff.
Well,
and
he's fighting it.
Yeah.
We also have, what else? We already talked about Ducks. They're taking on Auburn. And then your Mets, I don't know if you saw, but your Mets made a huge trade over the weekend.
My Mets?
You didn't see it, did you?
You're about to be an ass to me, aren't you?
No, they did. They made a trade. Mm. You didn't see it? How are you a Mets fan? Mm. They traded Brandon Nimmo. He's gone.
When did this happen?
Over the weekend,
yeah,
idiot.
Like Saturday.
Didn't see this.
Yeah, you guess who they got. Okay, well, so now you don't even know that
I just
happens.
Looked it up.
Well, now did you see who they got?
I did.
I was going to text you and be like, yeah, nice move, and I'm kind of glad I didn't.
No, I did not see this.
Well, I was going to make you guess, but now you've seen it. But they got Marcus Semien of the Rangers, who could most assuredly hit 212 for you.
Well, he hit 230 last year, so.
Like I said, he can most assuredly hit 212 for you.
It is weird because Brandon Nimmo, I don't know how I didn't see this. Brandon Nimmo is my favorite and also most hated Met all at the same time. And it literally varies from game to game. But that, I don't think that makes the Mets better.
No, it's like rearranging the deck chairs.
No, I think Nimmo's better than Semien, I would think.
Sure. They're fine. They're both fine.
He got a massive contract, like a big overpay because he had a great year. I think it was for the Blue Jays on his contract year. And since
who
then,
are you talking about? Semien?
Semien, yeah. And he hasn't matched the same performance level since.
Yeah, my man's making $26 million a year.
That's a lot of dough, bro. Art Briles got a new gig.
Yeah, I saw that. How did I not see the Brandon Nimmo, but I saw the Art Briles?
Art has been hired by Division II Eastern New Mexico to coach their football team.
That dude has been trying to get a job for like a decade, and the only one that would hire him was like Italian football leagues, and now he's got Eastern New Mexico?
Yeah. New fun game. Where is Eastern New Mexico University located?
Truth or Consequences.
It is located in... Hold on, I had to look it up. Portales, New Mexico.
No idea where that is.
What? I think that's the name of
it. Is this in a strip mall? Oh, my God.
What, like an Apollo College situation? Dude.
No, it looks like a campus here.
Does it really?
Yeah, I see a building and such.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you Google image it, all I see is shipping containers.
No, here you go. See, look at that. Beautiful campus building there.
Boy, when you Google the university and you click on, that's what you see. That's just a parking lot with shipping containers.
Yeah, no.
And like a 1998 Tahoe in front of it.
There's the campus. Mm. Arts coaching a real university.
I think that's DeVry University. Eastern New Mexico. Well, I mean.
And the other bit of sports news we have for you is that Jordan Hudson has taken to Insta to announce that she is suing Pablo Torre.
She posted like some sort of weird thirst trap wearing like a cheerleading national championship ring.
Yes.
While saying that she's suing Pablo Torre for defamation.
Yeah, and if you don't know who she is, that's Bill Belichick's love affair.
Child bride.
Whoa.
By the way. I'm not certain if old Jordan is familiar with Discovery, but please, for the love of God, let's let this lawsuit go through. I'm sure Pablo Torre is shaking in his little shiver shorts right now.
Wasn't Pablo the one that reported that North Carolina didn't like her and wouldn't let her in the building and stuff like that? Yeah. She's like, not true.
Not true.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, you can sit in the stands, honey.
No, it's not true. She posted her...
Did you just honey Jordan
Hudson? I did. She's 26 and stupid. It has nothing to do with her male or female. It has to do with her being stupid.
Okay. She posted her her all access pass,
Yeah.
Because that's where, like, if I'm going to sue someone for defamation, mm-hmm. I'm definitely announcing it on Instagram. I think that's, isn't that what everybody does now?
Usually.
Isn't that the place?
I think that's how you start a lawsuit.
Dude,
now.
She's two-thirds of an idiot. But the third that isn't an idiot is getting a lot of money from Bill Belichick. So, I mean, more power to you. I just, this is, how Bill is letting this happen, there has never been someone, with the exception of like murder, rape, like a giant scandal, find me someone whose reputation went in the toilet and became a joke faster and more like swiftly, just severely than Bill Belichick. That guy was the GOAT. He was the greatest coach in the most popular sport in the United States, unquestioned. And in the span of like 4 years, he's become this. He's become a meme sitting in front of his child bride's cheerleading competition.
The, what should I say? Be nice here. There is something in the world that is undefeated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know where.
Well, actually, two things.
Yeah, that's called the Bermuda Triangle.
Father Time is undefeated, and so is the Punani. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you know exactly how this is.
And
happened.
When they combine forces,
that's right.
It's like a Voltron, super robot.
He
just
ain't
taking,
beating Father Time, and he ain't beating that.
No.
Oh, Bill, you're the best lover ever. My God, this is disgusting.
Schultz is disgusted by. I don't even know what you're disgusted by.
But are we all not visualizing what they look like when they do it?
Good. Can I please? Well, I'm visualizing her, not him.
Speak for yourself.
Talk to the trainer.
Gross.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Dude, I have a good idea what she looks like. I have no idea what Bill Belichick has going on. I'll tell you which one is the more interesting.
I can't even imagine.
I'm not saying one, the one isn't better, but the one that's more culturally interesting is Bill Belichick.
I beg to differ.
You can find, there's a million girls that look just like Jordan Hudson in a Google search, but you're telling me you get to see what the greatest of all time has going on? Boy, I'll bet you there's some strange stuff happening there.
I gotta say, when I saw that Instagram post today, I did not. I mean, I've seen Jordan Hudson a million times.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not a million, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I know
what
she looks
like. Yeah, you're familiar.
I know what she looks like.
Yeah.
I can't really, I didn't, I was like, oh, that's Jordan. Like, I feel like, what am I trying to say? Like, I can't really pick her out of lineup, even though I know what she looks like.
She's a dime a dozen.
She's just regular hot.
Yeah, she's just like, there's nothing real, I mean, she's hot, but there's nothing real unique about her.
Is there anything, that's why they're called the thoughts. It's the you know, that blank over there. She's a hot. But when you're Bill's old wrinkly ass, that's the 310 to Yuma coming by. Get your ass on that train. Let's go.
All right, NFL week 12 nutmeg. How about them Cowboys?
Hey!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna-Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think a team has ever taken an entire quarter for one drive?
I'll bet you there's probably been one or two, or at least certainly that have come close to it. Kansas City was trying to do that against the Colts, man. They were putting together like consistent 15, 16 play drives, especially if you're trying to eat the clock. I'll bet you that's happened before. NFL or college?
I was looking at NFL here because the Niners, I think they got the opening kick. I'm not sure. I didn't see the opening kick, but I think this is their first drive. Yeah, 15 plays, 72 yards, 8 minutes, 43 seconds.
It's dangerous.
And they just scored a tutty.
The longest drive in NFL history based on time, 12 minutes, 53 seconds in the 2000 NFC Championship game. So no, but close.
All right.
I mean, 13 minutes. That's
almost a quarter.
Almost a quarter. Yeah, there's been a couple of those that have been that. The Oilers had the longest by play. The Oilers had a 25-play drive against the Cowboys.
25 plays?
Yep.
At some point, don't you run out of yards?
It does seem. Well, this is interesting because, like,
is that like penalties back and forth on both sides or something?
Well, AI says 12 minutes, 53 seconds, but this 25-play drive by the Oilers against the Cowboys, this says that it lasted 13 minutes, 21 seconds. So.
Get your facts together.
Freaking AI.
Over there.
Well, it's not me. Blame whatever.
It is you.
Well, it's Google AI. Was that Gemini? Put your head out of your ass, computer. But to answer, it does not sound like a drive has taken the entire quarter.
Okay. Well. That was only an 8 minute and 43 second drive by the Niners.
Yeah.
And they were up 7-0 on the Panthers on Monday Night Football.
The freaking Panthers are on the verge of making the playoffs, is what the freaking Panthers are doing.
Yeah, now Baker Mayfield's hurt.
Yeah.
And they're tied in that division.
Yep.
So, whoa, things just got a little interesting.
Well, and if you're Carolina and you end up making the playoffs, can you still move on from your franchise quarterback because he's not very good?
How about my Cowboys?
I don't know if I've ever seen a team.
Huh?
Well, two teams. So the Cowboys came out and actively crapped their pants for an entire half. And the Eagles scored 21 unanswered. And then they got together at the half and were like, all right, boys, switch, like our turn. I don't know who to be more impressed with or more disgusted with. The Dallas Cowboys for having the balls to hang on and find a way to get a gritty win.
I have an answer.
Or the Eagles for absolutely crapping the bed.
It's the Eagles.
Yeah.
And they are, boy, we talked about them last week and how bad their offense is.
Yes.
If you didn't watch Cowboys-Eagles, the 21-0 lead had a lot to do with Dallas.
Yes.
And I think the Eagles are, I think they're imploding.
There is, well.
Dude, they're awful.
Do you know, fun fact.
Their defense is not awful.
No.
But they are objectively awful.
Yes.
On offense.
They have one of the worst offenses, depending on what metric you're talking about. And by the way, that's almost every metric. Just how bad, depending on what you want to go down. We all know that the Raiders offense kicks rocks. They just fired Chip Kelly, and we've all done the woe is Ashton Jeanty getting hit in the backfield. Did you know that Saquon Barkley has as many negative rushes as Ashton Jeanty this year?
Wow, no, I didn't know that. Because their offensive line is good, now it's banged up.
Yeah, but still, even with Lane Johnson out, that's one of the better O-lines. Saquon Barkley went from last year from being the best player in the NFL and having one of the best seasons we've ever seen to whatever the hell this thing is.
I don't know what – they're so weird. Barkley came out today and he took responsibility. He's like, this is on me. Yep. It's not on you, though. We can clearly see it's not on you. We saw you last year. It's not on you.
Well, the problem is, and this was a warning that a lot of people rang the bell on. He had almost 500 touches last year. And – it was like he had like 480 and some change. And they went and looked at that. And almost every player in NFL history that has had 400, I think it's like 430. There's a magic number somewhere. It's like in the mid fours that when you get that number of touches, the next season, you just can't recover. Like, you just fall off. And I think that is a guy that has always been nicked up, that has always been injured. Something is wrong with Saquon Barkley, and I don't know if it's fixable. I just think he might be punch drunk from the year before.
I feel like that. Okay, look, I'm not saying he hasn't lost a step or isn't, you know, himself.
Yeah.
He admitted as much today. But it's a lot easier to stop Saquon. Because I've seen, for some reason I watched the stupid Eagles.
Yeah.
And I want to kick myself for doing it. But they can't throw.
No.
And so when they can't throw, and everybody knows they can't throw,
hey, load up the box.
It's easier to stop Saquon Barkley. And then they have a couple of offensive line injuries. So I don't know that it's as simple as Barkley's just not. Like, that's way too of an oversimplification about what's wrong with the Eagles. That offense is an absolute mess.
Well,
And I just don't understand. So I know they won the Super Bowl last year. But the year before, they kind of imploded and went into they still made the playoffs because they have a good defense. And they don't turn it over. That's the thing that they do.
I think they started, 10-0 and then ended up winning 11 games?
Yeah, and they made the playoffs, they got smoked. And like, I just feel like they all hate each other. Like, there's something off with them, and it's not just the fact that they just can't get anything cranked up offensively. You know, if you're watching the Chiefs, they can't get anything cranked up offensively. If you're watching the Ravens, they can't get anything cranked up offensively. The Eagles look so much different and worse than those two teams. Yeah. Not to say they can't get it together. I don't know what the F is going on with the Eagles, but that team, I would not be stunned if we start to get some Sirianni, A.J. Brown infighting stories, and like that thing just all comes unraveled.
Yeah,
because it just looks like
it
that.
Wouldn't shock me at all. Which is it's odd because they've been
they're
to
good
when they've been to two Super Bowls.
I know it's
and,
the weirdest
and their
thing.
Quarterback that seemingly for long stretches cannot play the position. In the two biggest games of his life, they're the two best performances he's ever had. The Super Bowl that they lost, he was the best player on the field.
Don't you think he's upset too?
He has
to be. There's something going on.
Well,
because he seems pouty. Every time he comes over to the sideline, he kind of looks, he kind of looks glazed over.
Well,
and
he ain't playing well.
No, he sucks.
No one. I mean.
But it's also kind of like, you kind of almost see like a quiet quit type of situation in him. They are so weird.
They are the worst, best team.
Yeah, because their defense is really good.
But at times this year, when Jalen Carter's not in the game, there's time where they're, and this week here, they had some banged up secondary guys that had to shuffle around, and then Dallas just picked them apart on the outside. Like, even their defense, which is really good, at times their defense decides to clap cheeks too.
But their defense, I mean,
it's good.
It's top five,
yes.
Isn't it?
No.
It's got it.
For a while there, they weren't even in the top 20, but I will take a look.
You need to pull out your punts sweatshirt. Because that's the Eagles.
Yes.
Everybody talks about Iowa. No, it's the Eagles.
I mean, look and see where
all they do is punt, because they don't turn it over. Every once in a while, they score a touchdown, but not really. They kick a field goal. That team sucks.
And yet, they've won eight games, and they probably should have won nine.
I mean,
because there's no reason they should lose that
it's
game.
It's a weird year. Like, you watch Chiefs-Colts, right?
Yeah.
How the hell did the Chiefs win? That team isn't any good.
Yeah, at least
they just have Pat Mahomes.
At least in that game, the Chiefs outgained. Like, that was one of those where the Chiefs' offense was outgaining them, time possession, all that. They just couldn't.
Well, they make a lot of mistakes, a lot of bad penalties. Their offense is not explosive. Like, their Chiefs aren't that good, dude. Yeah. Look at their record.
Yeah, the Eagles' overall defense is 17th. Against the pass, they're 15th. And against the run, they are scrolling 19th. It is not.
Wow.
Like I said, at times, it bows its back and it looks good. But they've battled some injuries. Remember, like, when Jalen Carter got kicked out for spitting? Like, they don't have the depth along the defensive line that they used to. And so, even the defense is one that they don't necessarily... It's hard to count on them week to week. And yet...
Points per game, they're 8th.
Yeah. So, that's...
Right behind Seattle.
Depending on... That's why I said, like, depending on what metric you want to look at.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
And, by the way, to be fair, scoring defense is the thing that I think, obviously, is the most important.
Yeah, that's what matters. You can give up yards all day. I don't care. So, the Cowboys get the win. A nice win for them.
That's a huge win. I don't know if they make the postseason, but that's...
Well, I mean, if they were going to, they needed to win.
They needed that.
And now they get the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys know this, but on Thanksgiving Day, we get Cowboys Chiefs.
Yeah.
In Dallas.
Which all of a sudden that becomes kind of a...
It's a big game.
Well, because now the Chiefs, had they lost that game to the Colts, and it looked like for much of that game, they were going to lose that game to the Colts.
Yeah, the Colts were better than them.
It felt that way.
Daniel
Jones, second half, welcome to the Daniel Jones tour.
You got to give the Chiefs defense a little credit. They kind of bowed up when they needed to.
Yep.
They got some stops. But their offense, boy.
Yep.
Listen, if you think the Eagles and Chiefs are going to get it together, they might. There's championship pedigree there. But both of those teams... they don't look good. Well, it is not their year.
Someone explain to me, like the Colts, who Jonathan Taylor is the best thing they have going. Jonathan Taylor has been the best player in the NFL this year. And seemingly like in the second half, they just were like, nah, we don't need Jonathan Taylor. We're just going to trust Daniel Jones to go 19 to 31. They had 5 first downs in the second half. Their last first down came with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Including in overtime, where they decided to take the ball.
Dude.
Which I don't... someone needs to explain to me. Like, they were trying to talk about it. What do they call it?
Analytics.
Why in... Because they chose to have the ball first.
Yeah.
And the idea was, they were trying to say, is you want the ball third because there won't be a fourth possession.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want the ball second where you know exactly what you have to get?
That's what Romo said.
I just, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
I also didn't understand why the Colts, they had a 4th-and-1 where they punted, which was cowardly, and they had a 4th-and-4 with like 4 or 5 minutes left from plus territory, and they took that stupid delay of game trying to draw them off sides and punted again. Did anyone believe for 1 second when they kicked that ball that Kansas City wasn't going to go down and score and leave you no time left?
Yeah, they got chiefed.
Dude, that was it.
The only problem was that the Chiefs didn't punch it in on that last drive.
Yes.
To win 24-20 instead of 23-20.
Yeah.
Because then they would have covered the spread.
Oh, there you go.
Not that I had any money on the Chiefs.
Not that it mattered.
But I still got the push. But yeah, exactly. Like, you got chiefed.
Had they lost...
They do that all the time at home. How do you not know this, Steichen?
Had they lost that game, they would have had a less than 50% chance to make the postseason. And it looked like that's the way that was going. And then the Chiefs are going to do Chief things.
Listen, man, if I'm in the AFC and the Chiefs come to my house, you respect the hell out of the Chiefs and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, but...
I don't think they scare you.
No.
Yeah, that's
how would they scare you this year?
I think the Colts got scared of the Chiefs. I think they got the pucker factor. And yeah.
Haven't been in a lot of those games. The Chiefs are... That's a quintessential Chiefs game right there.
But yeah, the Chiefs... Just because they got out of that one, the Cowboys all of a sudden look pretty good.
Exactly.
And the Texans... the Texans' offense is whatever. That defense is nasty. And then you got the Chargers, Titans, and then the Broncos. There's some meat left on this bone for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is going to be a fun couple weeks, minus the Titans and the Raiders.
All right. Well, what else do we have? We have another blown lead by the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to fire another coach. I mean, what a mess.
Does it really matter? That turns out that Gibbs guy, he's good. He's quite
nice little player.
Yeah, I still don't know outside of the Rams. I still don't know who's good.
Great little player.
I really don't.
Yeah, the Rams are kind of separating themselves, aren't they?
Yes.
You mean in the NFC or just overall?
Overall.
Yeah, it's a well. Let's come back and talk about it, okay?
Yeah.
Because Jace. Wait, are we behind? We are behind.
Yeah, we gotta get to an
update. Okay. Yeah. So let's get to an update, and then when we come back, we'll Oh my God, he gave it right back to him. Jesus. This game.
Monday Night Football.
Well, Purdy threw a pick.
And then Bryce Young was like,
Bryce Young was like, wait, do you want that back?
Yeah.
Because here it is. Anyway, we'll wrap up NFL Week 12 Nutmeg.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that Bryce Young interception, because you were ahead of me, and so I saw it a little after. That is one, if you're a coach, will make you bench someone.
It was in the end zone.
Not only was it in the end zone, but I can live with interceptions if I'm a coach. I can live with, whenever you're sitting in a film room, and whether you're an old lineman and you get beat, me being a center, mine was always a protection, right? If I screwed up a protection, my coach would always say, "What did you see?" And as long as I had an explanation for what I did, well, I slid right because I thought this, right? And it's like, clearly I was wrong, but at the time, this is what I was thinking. And you can live with those mistakes because you can learn from them. When you watch an interception like that, there is no explanation for what the hell Bryce Young was doing. He threw an Otto Graham jump pass into like a triangle coverage, not even double coverage. Like bracket with a guy over the top from the one, run it in.
Poor decisions.
He is maddening if I'm a Carolina Panthers fan.
Well, to your point about the NFL and, you know, besides the Rams, who's really good.
Yeah.
I think that's great that we don't know. You know, the league, I mean, for 20 years, the freaking Patriots were the team to beat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the Chiefs came along. And every year in the AFC, it's kind of been the Chiefs. Will the Bills rise up? Will the Ravens? You know, but... I don't think we've ever seen the league this wide open.
I can't remember it.
In the last 30 years. And maybe there's a year or two in there where maybe the year Tom Brady got hurt or something. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember every season. But this is wild because while the Rams seem to be peaking, they looked great last night.
Yep.
Be careful peaking too early. I mean, I know that's a good team. It's not like they're going away.
Yeah.
But, you know, chances are the team that wins the Super Bowl this year may be a team that right now we're crapping all over.
See the Chiefs.
And the Eagles.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't bet on that. I think there are other teams, you know, like maybe Baltimore, that could get it together more so than... I swear to God, I think the Eagles all hate each other.
I couldn't agree more.
And they don't want to win the...
And what's weird is, like, the Ravens' defense has figured it out, and it's their offense that...
It doesn't look very good,
And you
it?
Would assume eventually Lamar gets this going, and if that's the case, then maybe Baltimore is one of those scary teams, but, like... I mean,
yeah,
I just,
so who would you like, right? I think it's fun. I think this is fun. Like who the hell, when you get into that tournament, you could make a case. I'm thinking off the top of my head, you can make a case for seven teams. You really could.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that.
You can make a case for the Chiefs and Eagles because they're the Chiefs and Eagles.
Sure.
Even though I don't necessarily buy it this year. They don't look, at least not yet. Mm-hmm. You can make a case for the Ravens. You can make a case for the Bills.
Yep.
You can make a case for the Rams, for sure.
Yep.
You can make a case for Denver.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a case for possibly even the Patriots. One again.
Yeah.
That's seven. Am I missing an NFC? You make a case for the Seahawks.
Yeah, I make a case for the Seahawks.
Eight.
You could. The Lions are going to get healthy on defense. Those bodies are
There's
coming back.
Nine.
So I think you can make a case for that.
Nine teams.
Yeah, it's...
When's the last time you could do that?
I don't know, man. And none of those do you feel outside of the Rams, do you feel really good about? But you don't really feel bad about any of them either. You're just like, whatever. I guess we'll
Packers, I'm missing that.
Yeah.
Colts!
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Daniel Jones is starting to...
I'm with you on the Colts, but still, they're good. I mean, you could see out there, their offensive line, the Chiefs had trouble with their offensive line.
Yes. And it's like Daniel Jones is doing Daniel Jones things. Sam Darnold starting to rear his ugly head from time to time. But yeah,
Tampa? Is Tampa in there?
No, I think Tampa's spiraling.
Okay, so we'll cap it at 11 teams.
If
I told you, I could build a case for any of those teams, and it's just not out of...
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
That's a fun year.
This could be one of those years where a team like the Giants, not this year's Giants, but the 2 years that Eli Manning and company won the Super Bowl, I think those Giants teams were both 10-win wildcard teams. And they had huge flaws. And yet they got hot. You can ride a heater. You can ride a quarterback heater. You can ride a defensive heater. Yeah. And, you know, you get a D. This is why, like, the Denver Broncos... Like, if Bo Nix decides to only be good for, like, two quarters as opposed to, like, the four drives with that defense, you know, Denver could be that team that rises up and wins a Super Bowl. And I don't think they're particularly great by any stretch of the imagination. And I would say the same thing about the Lions. The Packers, yeah, it's just it is beyond
– it's awesome.
Wide open.
Beyond. I love it. 6 weeks left.
It'll end up being Kansas City.
I don't think it. I would bet it won't.
I don't think it.
They
is
do not have that look this year.
Yeah.
And even if they, well, I guess my question to you would be, and well, you can answer this after the break. How would they do it? Like, I know it's the Chiefs. I think it's too simple to just say, well, it's Kansas City. There's pedigree.
Yeah.
But watching them this year,
there's nothing that really scares you.
Like, what? How are they going to stretch out their offense?
Yeah. I will say that, you know, their offense, even though it kind of was kicking itself in the foot a couple times, their offense started to come alive a little bit. Some of those crossing routes, and the Colts play good defense, but when some of those started hitting, and with some of the speed they have,
it's just not big play. They hit one like 30 or 40 yarder.
They had that 40, that ball to Rice coming out of the end zone, which was like a 40 plus. That was like, oh, that's old school Pat Mahomes and Tyreek Hill.
Well, and I think the Colts game was a quintessential, because they were talking about how this is a playoff game. It's a playoff game. Colts are a playoff team, right? Yep. And you watch that game and what they did to Kansas City. Now, Kansas City won, and that maybe that's just how they're going to slug their way to the Super Bowl. I wouldn't put it past them. Yep. But when their offense is just not spectacular. They have Patrick Mahomes, and they execute very well. Yeah. They get first downs, but once they get into the red zone, they had to kick a bunch of field goals.
Yeah.
And then once they got behind, and they were behind by 11 in the fourth quarter, they needed big plays. They really don't have them offensively. They got the one, and I think it was may have been Rice.
It was Rice coming out of the end zone.
They got one.
Yeah,
and they're against better teams. They're just going to need more than that.
You said it. And it's true. If this was any other team that we took their jerseys off and put them on, you would not have faith in Kansas City. But because it's 15, and because it's the arrowhead on the side, there is a mystique about them that you just always feel. And I think there's some, and maybe some NFL teams are getting over this, but I feel like NFL teams are scared of Kansas City, and some of that is starting to wane a little bit. But you do that a couple more times, and you'll put the fear of God back in teams, where teams get puckered, and Kansas City doesn't sweat down the stretch. Their hand doesn't shake when the gun's against
them. And
their
they
head.
Have Spags.
Yeah.
He did pretty good against that Colts.
In the
offense.
Second half, when they needed it, again, the Colts had 5 first downs in the second half, their last one coming in the third quarter.
All right, does the Chip Kelly career arc finally end? Next on The Fan.
Hi, I'm a balloon. And Brock Purdy threw another horrible pick.
Hi, I'm a balloon.
Boy, this quarterback game is not bumping.
Yeah, we step away for another break, and Brock Purdy adds another INT right at the goal line, too.
Yeah, the Mac Jones Boo Birds.
Oh, come on.
Are coming out. Oh, believe me.
Are you serious?
There are people in the... Yes, apparently there are people in the stands.
Mac Jones. They want Mac to play.
They want Mac Jones. God,
fans are so stupid.
They want some Mac Jones.
These are the same fans that were bitching and crying about San Francisco not paying Brock Purdy yet, like 10 months ago.
Probably.
They want Brock Purdy. Or they want Mac Jones. Brock Purdy is junk.
Well, Chip Kelly was fired again, guys.
Yeah.
Poor guy. He just cannot.
He gets $6 million to coach.
Yeah, it's rough.
10 games?
Actually, 18. His full 3-year contract is guaranteed. It will be paid out.
What do you think he does next? Dude, that guy...
Go coach at New Hampshire. I don't know.
He was awesome at Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
46-7.
Yes.
Everywhere else he's been as a head coach, he is 63-69.
It's not good. You know, his offenses when
and
he got...
And I get it, he was just an offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Well, when he got to Philly, his offenses were pretty good. I think those first 2 years, they were good against bad teams, and then the NFL figured it out, and his offense was garbage.
The Nick Foles year was a great year.
Yep. And then the offense got bad, and then it got worse, and then he got fired, and then it got worse in San Francisco, and then he didn't do anything at UCLA. He had the rehab at Ohio State. I would guess a college, if he wanted it, could go back and
college coordinator, maybe
go back and be a coordinator. But
would you hire him as your offensive coordinator?
Yeah, why not? I wouldn't pay him $6 million, but I mean, my God, he doesn't need the money at this point. And I don't know if there's offset language. How old is he? You said?
I don't know. I didn't say.
I mean, he's got to be 60, right?
I bet you he's pushing 60. Yeah, maybe 61.
He may just be done.
I don't know.
I mean, he's made a pile of money.
Yeah, he sure has. But just
he's, he's getting ready to turn 62.
Just a wild career arc.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about, because, you know, we were here for all the pomp and circumstance with the Ducks.
Yeah, the heyday.
And then, God, what a kick to the giblets that he left for Philly.
Yeah.
And Duck fans like, oh, man, we let him get away.
Yeah. And then it never.
Dude, he's gone. He went to San Francisco 1 year.
Yeah.
UCLA, yeah. Who you couldn't have predicted that.
No.
He was going to be the head coach at UCLA.
And then,
he quits and goes to Ohio State as an offensive coordinator. And then he leaves there, and he's like, ah, I'm just going to go with Pete to the Raiders. And then he gets turfed in 8 games. What the hell?
It is a very, very strange. And when he got hired, dude, he was from New Hampshire. Like, he was an afterthought.
What a weird career.
My wife's alma mater, by the way.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
She was literally your wife? Yes, my wife. She was literally in New Hampshire while Chip Kelly was there.
Oh, you think they...
I guarantee...
They made a big investment in the football program because of him, so it's actually... Why not?
They made any football babies?
Circle the wagon. And
you don't know about?
He was single. If you asked offensive coordinator, because he was not the head coach, he was the offensive coordinator in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
You imagine going to... I'll bet you he's made $100 million. If you went and told 2005 Chip Kelly, the offensive coordinator in New Hampshire, probably making $200,000.
Can you guys shut up?
170 and been like, hey, man, by the way, 15 years from now, you will have coached a national title game. You will have gone to the NFL twice. You will have won a national title at Ohio State, and you're going to be worth $100 million.
Hey, will you shut up?
I mean, it's weird... It is the coaching world is just a bizarre place, and I don't know where his next move is, but the NFL won't touch him, nor should it. I can't believe the Raiders were dumb enough to give him $6 million a year. Oh, and Pete Carroll, why? Pete Carroll's like, well, his resume. What? What is the resume that led that? No. So you're telling me that guy's worth more than Josh McDaniels?
Well, look, if you think about it from Pete's perspective, Chip was the one that came in and drove him out of USC.
I guess.
Well, he was. I mean, that when Pete left USC, he was owning that league, and then Chip Kelly came along.
And so you thought that because of something that happened in college 20 years ago?
No, and then he watches him go to Ohio State and win a national championship.
Hmm.
So, I mean, and he's always been known to be innovative and maybe kind of a unique thinker around football. So, yes, I can see why Pete Carroll would be like, you know what, I've always admired that guy. Yeah. We need an OC. Let's try that out. At least give him credit. They parted ways. It's like it didn't work and they saw it. Oh, my God, is that what happened there?
That's fumble is what that is.
They got it back,
no one wants to win this game.
My God.
This is brutal. Because everyone's now saying when Will Stein leaves. Although, you know, it's funny. In the job openings, it's not Will Stein that you're hearing about. It's Tosh LaPoy.
Well, LaPoy to Cal.
To Cal.
Because he played there.
Yeah.
And coach there, but no, Will Stein's name is kind of, you don't hear it as much.
It's cooled a little bit, but.
But that's probably because there's so many big openings.
Yeah.
You know, it's like his name would be a little further down the pecking order, but doesn't mean he couldn't get a job. But you're saying Chip Kelly.
Well, that's what people, you know, now that Chip is free. A lot of people are banging that drum, and I have no idea if Chip has any interest. I think if I'm Dan Lanning, I wouldn't want it. I just think
really, I mean, because
rooster in the hen house.
Yeah, maybe
there's too many like that. There's a guy, and you know, Chip obviously took the demotion to go to Ohio State. He was there 1 year, by the way, and he left. He did it because he had a lot of respect for Ryan Day. I think Chip's ego, Chip's personality, and having been the head coach at Oregon, if I'm Dan Lanning, I'm not certain I want that.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's just one too many cooks in the kitchen. I'm good.
The advantage of it is that if, like, with him, you probably wouldn't be losing an offensive coordinator every other year. Until, like, you could probably keep some continuity until he retired.
Well, until, I don't know.
Don't
that,
you think?
That guy has not stuck around anywhere. I mean, we give Jed Fish crap, but why not Chip?
Oh, my God, he threw another pick.
Are you effing kidding me?
Bring in Mac Jones.
Wow.
Jeez.
Ooh. Yeah. Let's do that.
They're booing. Yeah, and they this is... This
well,
is...
I still wouldn't bench him, but... It's 7-0 Niners, 6:20 left, second quarter, and Kyle Shanahan looks like he's going to kill him like he wanted to kill. Who is that kicker he wanted to kill?
Oh, Jake Moody.
Moody.
I want to see what happens on this because the first two were really, really bad. He's got a clean pocket. Oh, my God. That's brutal.
That's bad.
This is, yeah. That's
all things. Bad eyes, bad throw.
Everything.
Bad just underthrown. Didn't see him.
Just all... Ew. That's just all bad.
Rough night for Brock Purdy.
Some text program, shut it, Rob. Mac Jones now.
I don't think I'd do that if I were you, but maybe.
Yeah.
Six. Whoa, what was that stat they just flashed?
They apparently.
Six picks and one touchdown
is
less.
I don't know how many games that is, but yes, he has now thrown six interceptions to one touchdown, whatever time frame that they are putting it. Don't worry, Bryce Young will give
it
back.
Yeah, he'll give it back. All right. Well, I have an observation from Tarp Town, and it's Thanksgiving week, guys. We will get to those items coming up next as we move on to The Club on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.